The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, you good people know that I don't like to say I told you so. Yeah, I'd like to be one of those people. But can I just say something? I told you so. I told you so. I told you this was going to happen. As Grace Baker is my witness, I told you this was going to happen. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. It is Friday, and we've got a lot of news to get through today, a lot of things to weigh in on. And what better place to start than what I told you so about? So a few days ago, I warned you that the pro-abortion mob would be on the warpath. And there were some naysayers out there, but I was and still am very concerned about the level of violence that's about to happen in this country, violence that's already breaking out. And I've already alerted our news team, and we're going to be covering this. We're going to be on this story like white on rice. In other words, we're going to be all over it. But there are already acts of violence against churches, and that's only going to get worse. So here's the very latest intel that we have. And this is important, and I want you to listen. We have a lot of fun on this program, but what I'm about to share with you is vitally important because Sunday, Mother's Day, could be a very dangerous day in America. Now, as you know, most church houses are filled to the brim on Easter Sunday, Christmas, and Mother's Day. Those are the three big holidays when just about everybody goes back to church. Well, we have gotten word that there are radical groups that have announced plans to protest at Christian churches across America. So this is not some, you know, Atlanta-centric issue or Dallas-centric issue. This is an issue that could impact every church in America on Mother's Day, and you need to be prepared. I hope your church has some sort of a security plan in place. We don't know what these pro-abortion monsters are capable of. Well, we do. We actually do know what they're capable of. They're capable of murder, because that's what they advocate for, murder. So this is a very dangerous situation that's unfolding across our nation right now. And if you do not have a church security plan, you need to get one. And I'm curious if you guys are going to church, if you have a church security plan, I'd like to hear from you, and maybe you can give us some ideas that we can share with the audience at large on things that they can do, that churches need to do to protect their congregation on Sunday. So yesterday got reports of violence against pro-life organizations. Crisis pregnancy centers in Portland, Oregon were targeted. We have that information over on our website. You can see the damage for yourself. Nobody was injured, but there was a lot of damage to the buildings in Portland, Oregon. Also, Sacred Heart of Mary Catholic Church in Boulder, Colorado, was hit by pro-abortionist last night. They caused all sorts of damage to the church building. We have that story up on our website as well over at toddstearns.com. Now, we're also getting word that another group is targeting the Supreme Court justices, the conservative Supreme Court justices. And they plan on protesting at the homes in the front yards of the Supreme Court justices over the next couple of days. Now, Jen Psaki, Little Red Lion Hood, was asked about this. Peter Ducey did a great job of calling her out on this and saying, hey, wait a second. Do you think this is a good idea to have these thugs marching in the front lawns of the Supreme Court justices in their neighborhoods? Cut number two.
You guys spent some time yesterday talking about what you think are the extreme wings of the Republican Party. Do you think the progressive activists that are now planning protests outside some of the justices' houses are extreme?
Peaceful protest? No, peaceful protest is not extreme.
Some of these justices have young kids. Their neighbors are not all public figures. So would the president think about waving off activists that want to go into residential neighborhoods in Virginia and Maryland?
Peter, look, I think our view here is that peaceful protest, there's a long history in the United States and the country of that. And we certainly encourage people to keep it peaceful and not resort to any level of violence.
So she goes on. Ducey really went after her on this issue. It's a great question. It's an important question. Cut three.
These activists posted a map with the home addresses of the Supreme Court justices. Is that the kind of thing this president wants to help your side make their point?
Look, I think the president's view is that there's a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness from many, many people across this country about what they saw in that leaked document. We obviously want people's privacy to be respected. We want people to protest peacefully if they want to protest. That is certainly what the president's view would be.
So he doesn't care if they're protesting outside the Supreme Court or outside someone's private residence.
I don't have an official U.S. government position on where people protest. We want it, of course, to be peaceful.
So she's okay. She's okay with people showing up. The White House is okay with people showing up on the front lawn of Judge Barrett's home. She has young kids. She has young kids in that house. And the White House says, you know, it's okay if the protesters show up on the front lawn screaming, chanting, banging their bongos, smoking whatever they smoke, reeking of patchouli oil. That's okay. So if that's okay, then I guess maybe Miss Psaki, Miss Circleback, has no problem if people show up on her front yard and do the same thing, as long as it's a peaceful protest. Because we all know what mostly peaceful protest means when it comes to the Democrats. We all know what that means. This reminds me of, and you have to go back in your movie history. You know what this reminds me of? They're putting these Supreme Court justices in a very dangerous spot because these people are, they've already demonstrated they're prone to violence. This reminds me of the John Grisham movie. Do you guys remember the book Pelican Brief? It was one of Julia Roberts' early breakout movies. The Pelican Brief and the plot of that movie and the book was an assassination of two Supreme Court justices. Folks, I am just very concerned about the safety of our Supreme Court justices right now, the physical safety. For God's sakes, they're putting up an unscalable fence all around the Supreme Court building. And then you have the White House out here, and they had a moment, they had an opportunity to tone it down, to calm the protesters down. They could have said, you know what, protest all you want outside the Supreme Court building. That's fair game. But don't come after the Supreme Court justices at their homes. That's off limits. Look, that happened here in Memphis, Tennessee. We had some domestic terrorists, and that's what I call them, domestic terrorists here in Memphis, Tennessee. They targeted the home of the district attorney, Amy Weirich, a good, decent person. She's tough on crime. And what did they do? She's got young kids, and these domestic terrorists, they targeted her house. They literally fired fireworks over the house and into the house, of the roof of the house, trying to burn it down. Nobody got arrested. Nobody got punished. But they were trying to send a message. Amy Weirich, we know where you live. We know that you have kids in that house. and you better do what we say or we're coming for you. That, and that is the same thing they're doing to the Supreme Court justices. Look, we got a lot of people that want to weigh in on this. I do want to go to Bob in Cleveland, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Well, can we start peacefully protesting Jen Psaki's house and Pocahontas' house and Pelosi's house? Or will there be cops there, you know, let us in and stuff? Kind of like, you know, January 6th. What's going on?
What about AOC? Look, Bob, this is nothing more. This is literally a national insurrection. I mean, you're going after an equal branch of government, the judiciary, and you're trying to threaten them and bully them into changing their mind.
Yeah, I ain't bullied. I wonder if people ever seen all them inappropriate pictures of AOC. Because I've seen them, you know. It's not very pretty, you know, and I'm not going to get into it. But I tell you what, there's nothing to the imagination.
All right, Bob. Well, I appreciate the call there. Thank you. And I'm sure there are lots of inappropriate pictures circulating in Washington, D.C. Let's go to John in Ohio. Pastor John, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing real good, Mr. Stearns. First of all, God bless you and your entire staff. You know, I know people won't agree with what I'm saying, but you know what? Good Lord said you have two coats, sell one, and buy an AR-15. I'm paraphrasing. But it's coming to the point where conservatives basically sometimes lie down, but it's time to go guns up. When you go after a federal judge, you need armed security. When you go after somebody like your district attorney, you need to have armed security. When you fire a firework and you go after kids, that's when you have to protect your family. And it's time, I know maybe you might not agree, but it's almost to the point of time for guns up. And I'll hang up and listen for your commentary. Todd, again, wonderful show. I love you guys, and God bless you and strengthen you and protect all of you.
Well, thank you, Pastor John. And look, I think that's a fair point. I believe it's past time for that, to be honest with you. Now, I want you to understand what's happening. This is not happening in some sort of a vacuum. This is all being planned and coordinated. And if you look at your most recent American history, this is what Barack Obama does. I mean, he did this for a living. He was a community organizer. We've laid out all of that for you. So I suspect this is all coming from Obama. This is creating great unrest. Remember, it was Obama who told people to get out in the streets in March over Roe v. Wade. So this is not happening in some sort of a vacuum. And it very well may be that Biden has no control over any of this now. Obama has once again unleashed the mob on America. This is all coming out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Remember, Barack Obama was a disciple of Saul Alinsky. If the left doesn't get what they want, they burn down your city. That's their motto. If they don't get what they want, burn, baby, burn. That's what's happening here. Now, I want to say something about conservatives. We've got to be very careful here. We cannot behave like the left behaves. However, we are to be happy warriors. That's the motto of this show. We want you to be happy warriors, hopeful warriors. But when they start coming after your home and your family and your business, you have a God-given U.S. Constitution-protected right to defend your life, your liberty, and your pursuit of happiness. And you do that by engaging in your Second Amendment rights. And I certainly hope that the Supreme Court justices have adequate protection. Quite frankly, every single one of them ought to have a concealed carry permit. Every single one of them. Because Barack Obama and this goon squad, they put targets, crosshairs, on every single one of these people. It's just unbelievable. And now they're going after our churches. And this is where I'm concerned, is what's going to happen Sunday at church houses across America. So we've got to take a break here. And I do want to hear from you. If you attend a church, you guys have a security protocol. Maybe you can offer some guidance, some ideas for other, maybe smaller churches that do not have a security plan in place. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Hi, I'm Todd Starnes. You know, I really enjoy taking vitamins, but I hate swallowing all of those pills. But that's just how it's been since the 1930s. There's just one problem, though. Studies show taking supplements in pill form don't work all that well. You don't absorb most of the nutrients, and vitamins you can't absorb are a waste of money. And that's why I've made the switch to Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell is the next generation of dietary supplements, a delicious-tasting ingestible gel. It's like eating a blueberry dessert. And Healthy Cell gives me more than 165% more absorption than pills. My favorite is the Healthy Cell REM Sleep Packs. I take one of those gel packs before I hit the bed, and lickety-split, I'm sleeping like a baby. So take my advice. Switch to Healthy Cell and fuel your brain and body with great-tasting nutrition. Visit HealthyCell.com, and my listeners get an exclusive 20% off your entire first order at HealthyCell.com. Use code Todd at checkout. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know what we need to do, Grace Baker? Today, you know, it's Friday, and what happens, a lot of moms, you know, well, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. So a lot of kids, a lot of dads, they sort of wait until
last minute.
Yeah, Sunday at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And then they're running down to the Wawa or the Stop and Go.
This is true, and I've now that you know I have two brothers, and I've made sure that's been taken care of. I messaged one of them and said, "Hey, have you gotten the gift yet?" "No." "Okay, I'm going to make sure it gets done today."
All right,
got it done.
You know what we need to do is we need to figure out, maybe we can come up with some Mother's Day trivia. Maybe we're just on the fly here. We'll come up with a question, and we can hook somebody up with our daily biscuit.
That'd be a good Mother's
Day
gift.
That is a great Mother's Day gift, actually. It really is. Our daily biscuit devotions with a draw. So we'll come up with something. We're doing this on the fly. So, all right, get back to me, Grace Baker. Oh, you know what we should do? Is we should do a best TV mom trivia question.
Ooh.
I mean, there are some great ones.
That 70s show?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I always like her.
I liked Red on That 70s Show.
I liked both of them.
Yeah, she was great. And the Farrah Fawcett hairdo thing.
Isn't her
Kitty.
Name?
Yeah. Kitty and Red.
Kitty and Red.
That's it. By the way, Christy writes in on the Facebook page, "Todd started calls for violence. This podcast is creating violence." Well, there you go. I don't know about that. Christy says that I am guilty of encouraging people to act violently.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, the thing is, if I'm not for any kind of violence, especially any kind of initiation of said violence, but if somebody attacks you, you need to be prepared to defend yourself, and
yeah,
that's
exactly
the main thing.
All right, let's go to the phones. Jim, Lakeland, Tennessee, KWAM.
Hey, Todd, you know, I find it very interesting that Jill Biden is going overseas on Mother's Day weekend. She don't even want to be with Hunter or Joe, either one.
Well, you think it's that bad in the Biden household?
It could be. It couldn't be any better, I don't think, you know. But on the second point, on the security team, if any church is wanting to set up a security team, they need to hire a couple of guys that come in. There's a special group that does this. They come in and they teach you not how to shoot, but when to shoot and what to watch for when people come in inside the church.
Isn't it crazy, Jen, that we live in an age where we actually have to worry about that somebody would do something that terrible?
I saw it going down when they put the first policeman in the high school.
It's unfortunate.
That to me sent a message to me that this things are getting bad, and that's been many years ago. But now to attack the churches and all this kind of stuff, all I can say is they better be prepared.
No, I hear you. Jim, I appreciate that intel, and thank you for listening to us up in Lakeland. Beautiful town, beautiful area of Tennessee, by the way. Media Matters coming after yours truly, and they're the people that have a goon squad of these oily-haired, pimply-faced guys that sit, and girls, actually. It's unfortunate. And they sit in their basements, and they just listen to everything we talk about. They're very upset because I have said, what's happening? That leak at the Supreme Court was an insurrection. And I believe it was an act of insurrection. This was a direct attack on a body of government, the judiciary. Agree? Disagree? 844-747-8868. I think it's an insurrection. We'll be right back, America.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Folks, good to have you back with us today. 844-747-8868. The White House says they are not going to tell protesters to stay away from the houses, the homes of the conservative Supreme Court justices. So basically, they're telling them, have at it. Do what you're going to do. We're not going to bother you. Go and terrorize people like Amy Coney Barrett and Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and the list goes on and on and on. So there we are. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Rocco in Georgia on the line. Hey, Rocco, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I got a quick thing after I tell you what I called about. For a year and a half, we've heard that Donald Trump incited an insurrection by telling people to go peacefully protest and make your voices heard. Jen Psaki just said those exact same words, but all the liberals say, well, Donald Trump was speaking in code. He really meant something else when he said peacefully protest. So does that mean Jen Psaki is speaking to the liberals and the mobsters in code?
Well, I think, you know, Rocco, I think we have to take them at their word. They're the ones who made the rules up for this game.
Yeah.
And I'm more than willing to play by those rules. And you're right. I mean, Jen Psaki said the same thing that President Trump did. It's a great point.
Other quick thing I have for you. One of the things I do for a living is I print cards for a living. And on Mother's Day, the cheapest card you can find is $4. But on Father's Day, they have a whole section of 88-cent Father's Day cards.
Really?
Yes.
What do you make of that?
Well, I don't know. I just noticed those things. I think, wow, Dad's only worth 88 cents, but Mom is minimum $4 per card. But I'd really know what it takes to each of those Hallmark cards you see, it takes about 25, maybe 10 cents worth of material to put those cards, and they charge you $5.
That's good business if you can get it. Golly.
That's amazing, though. You try that when you go to your local Wally World on Mother's Day and Father's Day. You will not find an 88-cent Mother's Day card.
Rocco, good intel. Thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to the show. Wow, Grace, that's a lot of money for a card. And then the dads sort of get the, you know.
Whatever.
Dads just want to be, you know, I think the dads, a perfect Father's Day gift would be what? sitting in the lazy boy, watching some sports on a Sunday.
Yeah, basically.
Maybe? I don't know.
I feel like with the Mother's Day cards, first of all, here's a little tip. Go to Trader Joe's. They're always a dollar. Trader Joe's.
Is that the
grocery store?
Oh, the grocery store chain.
They have really cute cards, and they're all 99 cents.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's what I do. Yeah. So every time I go there, I get a couple cards, because you never know when it's someone's birthday or something, you need a card. That's what you do.
Now, I don't want to play devil's advocate, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here. So let's say you get the 99 cent card for your mom,
okay,
for Mother's Day. And your mom is reading the card, and then she realizes, oh, this is from Trader Joe's. It's only 99 cents. I mean,
if your mom's like that, I mean, listen, if that's like her love language, she likes a nice card, then okay, get her language. Like a $10 card that like pops out and sings a little song. But like, oh, otherwise, just get the 99 cent card, because it's supposed to be what's written in it. And then, first of all, funny cards. I always go for funny cards. But also, it's supposed to be what you write. And then, if she's seriously paying attention to that, I have some other questions.
All right, I'm just asking.
I'd rather put more into her gift.
No need to be defensive. I'm just asking.
I just am like a little appalled. Like, do people actually think that?
I don't know. Maybe they do. You know, the Democrat moms do.
Dang.
Provided they actually had their babies. I mean, that's the big problem. I mean, I'm just saying. All right, this is from Media Matters. This is the headline. After years of excusing violence against abortion providers, right-wing media fearmonger about post-Roe left-wing violence. Written by some leftist turd named Julie Tolbert. Tolbert. So this wackadoodle, the whole point of this was to attack me. That's what I found so fascinating. It's like 700-800 words here. And she's very upset. Former Fox host, current radio host Todd Starnes blasting me for tweeting, expect a long and violent summer if the Supreme Court draft is true. We are dealing with evil monsters who didn't think twice about slaughtering unborn babies. Now, what part of that is incorrect? As a matter of fact, we've already seen the violence that started with the riots a few nights ago in downtown Los Angeles. Now you've got the pro-life crisis pregnancy centers that are under attack that have been vandalized in Oregon. Then you've got the Catholic Church, at least one Catholic Church that was hit in Boulder, Colorado. And now you've got a bunch of these unhinged lunatics that are about to show up at churches all across America on Sunday. So, yeah. I think there's going to be a big problem in this country. Media Matters. By the way, these people get their paycheck from George Soros. He is the chief donor to Media Matters, and their goal is to take down radio programs like this one. They go after Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Fox News, Newsmax. They want to shut down conservative media in this country. And back when I was at Fox, and this was kind of an inside baseball thing here, but man, they used to come after me every day when I worked at Fox News Channel, and they just lied. They would just blatantly lie about what I wrote, what I said. They would twist words around, and I would go to the Fox Media Relations team, and I'm like, hey, they're coming after me. Can we fire back? Can we issue a statement? Can I say something on my radio program? No, don't say anything. We're not going to talk. Well, the problem with that philosophy is if you don't fight back, if you don't push back, well, guess what? That becomes the reality. And so now that I've been unleashed from Fox News Channel, we're able to fight back. And we don't mind calling these turds and turdettes, like Julie Tolbert. We don't mind calling them out, because these people are losers, they're leftists, and they're liars. And we don't cotton any of that here on the Todd Starnes radio program. All right, Mike Pompeo, he's got some big concerns about Dr. Oz. This is from TheHill.com. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo raised concerns about the ties of Dr. Oz and the ties he has to Turkey. He held a press briefing to discuss this. Pompeo's actually supporting Dave McCormick, as are many conservatives in Pennsylvania. President Trump, as you know, supported and endorsed Dr. Oz. The former Secretary of State said McCormick is a patriot, unlike Oz, who Pompeo has accused of having ties to the Turkish government. Here's the quote from Pompeo. "We criticize American candidates all the time because they didn't vote. This is different from that. Not only did he not engage in the American process, but he engaged in the Turkish political process. He has dual citizenship. That raises concerns in my mind. That raises in my mind a lot of judgments about his priority." You know, that's a fair point. It's like, dude, you're living in America. Why are you not voting in American elections? Pompeo says maybe it's all innocent, maybe it's all straight up, but we and the people of Pennsylvania and the Americans who he will be representing as one of the 100 members of the United States Senate voting on important national security matters need to understand the scope and depth of his relationship with the Turkish government. Dr. Oz also owns property in Turkey and scored an endorsement contract with Turkish Airlines. And Pompeo has a problem with that as well. This isn't about whether it's lawful. It's whether about it's about who is best suited to be the next senator from Pennsylvania that's been represented by a patriotic American conservative for an awfully long time. So Dr. Oz is firing back, and now he's calling Mike Pompeo pathetic and xenophobic. Says Pompeo should be ashamed of himself. Now that he lost President Trump's endorsement, he's resorted to sad and desperate attacks that are no different than the tropes used against Catholics and Jews. Yeah, that's a stretch. My problem with Dr. Oz, the guy's pro-abortion. I don't know. He may be one of the guys, you know, that's going to raid a church over the weekend. We don't know. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Our good friend Jim, who is the owner of the Wolf River Popcorn Company, my favorite popcorn on the planet, is on the line from Memphis, Tennessee. Jim, how are you today?
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm doing great. I've been listening to you this morning. I've been out delivering. And you triggered a thought about what's happening with the justices. I wonder if it would be time for some interfaith prayer groups in the D.C. area to form prayer groups around the homes of the justices, both to literally and figuratively pray for them and kind of protect the house from probably what's going to be coming at them.
You know, that's not a bad idea, Jim. And I know there are a lot of Protestants and Catholics in the D.C. area that might possibly be willing to do something like that.
Yeah. That's you know, we're using the right road and the right strategy to counteract this stuff. So just wanted to bring it up, a little different perspective, and thank you guys for a fantastic program and strategy, media strategy that you're doing. Thank you.
Jim, I want to ask you, I know you're Catholic, and man, every bag of popcorn you guys have, and I'm a huge fan of your classic caramel, and I love the Memphis mix spicy, but you got a slogan on all your bags, and I'm curious about what that slogan is. Share that with our listeners and why you have that on all your packaging.
Sure. I've been living with that phrase for a long time. Jesus, I trust in you. And I think the time is right for people to have a positive reinforcement, something to look at and simple, be able to remember easily and say easily. And it's a confidence builder. And you can't get any better than that.
Well,
these kind of days.
Well, I think it's a terrific message and delicious popcorn. And I know you dropped by a couple of days ago, and we gave you a copy of the Biscuit Book to give to the bishop here in Memphis.
Yes, Bishop Talley, great guy, very very on top of things, and I got to get him tied in the becoming one of your biggest listeners.
Oh, we got to do that.
Great.
You know, Cardinal Dolan up in New York City was a big fan of the show and would come on a time or two, but we got to get him some of that delicious popcorn.
Hey, we'll take care of it for you. Let's get together and make it happen.
All right, and sales are going well. You know, we're giving you guys a shout-out quite a bit here on the program.
Oh, yeah. We so appreciate that. We had a call yesterday from a retired deputy sheriff from North Carolina who said, I found your number, and whatever Todd Starnes says goes for me, so I'm calling and I want popcorn. And he had never heard of it, but your endorsement made it happen. So thank you very much. I don't think his last name was Starnes either.
No. No. No, we don't do that, Jim. But you know what? We appreciate you. And it's a great story you have. And Jim, God bless you. And folks,
thank you.
You got to get this popcorn. It's here's the address. You can go online, wolfriverpopcorn.com. That's WOLF, wolfriverpopcorn.com. It is a family-owned business, just mom, dad, and I think the kids, and they worked their butts off making this incredible popcorn. And Jim was telling me that the orders have just exploded really all over the country since we started talking about him on the program. And we love supporting businesses like that. You know, that's what we do, you know, here on this radio program is support businesses like that. All right, we've got to take a break here. You know, folks, emergencies happen all the time. No power, no lights, no news. Federal agencies are now urging every family to have an emergency radio. Newsmax, by the way, they publish Newsmax magazine. They want you to get one of those radios, and they've got a great opportunity here. If you subscribe to Newsmax magazine, they're going to send you a free world band emergency radio. It works during any emergency, has a hand crank, you don't need batteries, super LED flashlight. It also comes with NOAA weather band, long range AM receiver, and an FM band. I have one of these. It's awesome. This Dynamo emergency radio normally retails for about $30, but you're going to get it free along with a discounted Newsmax magazine subscription. Newsmax is news you can trust. So go right now, gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com, or give them a call, 1-800-NEWSMAX. That's 1-800-NEWSMAX. We'll be right back.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS.
All right, so Little Red Lion Hood's heading over to MSDNC, and we've got a new press secretary. Her name is Corinne Jean-Pierre, and we've got some intel on Miss Jean-Pierre. She is, and let me back up for a moment here. The only reason I even care about any of this stuff, because I really don't care about this, but the only reason I care is because the left cares. The mainstream media, they care about this. All I care about is somebody who's going to be able to do their job and do it well. That's all I care about. I don't care about anything else as long as they can do their job. But as we know, that is not the most important thing when it comes to Democrats. So here we go. Miss Jean-Pierre is black. She identifies as a woman, and she's also a lesbian. So that is sort of like the unholy trinity when it comes to Democrats. So she is the first black lesbian to become White House press secretary. And GLAAD, the gay rights organization, is very excited about this because the number two is a gay dude. So now your entire communications wing, the comms wing, is controlled by the Alphabet people, and they're very excited about this. The White House PR machine is also very excited, and they're putting out a lot of intel reminding people that Ms. Jean-Pierre is the first black lesbian to become the White House press secretary. Look, the question I have is this. Did they bother to see if she actually has any credentials to do the job? I'm just wondering. I'm not xenophobic or homophobic or hyphenated American phobic. I'm just wondering, did anybody bother to ask whether or not she had the skill set to do the job? Well, now she's already causing some controversy because it turns out that her female lover is none other than CNN reporter Suzanne Malveau. And that's got a lot of people concerned about whether or not she might have a conflict of interest. They literally share a bed together, and that's apparently a big problem with some of the conservatives up on Capitol Hill. Got to tell you, that is not that big of a scandal, in my opinion. And let me explain why here in our final few moments. It's not that big of a scandal because just about everybody in Washington, D.C. is in bed with somebody at CNN. I'm just saying. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, by the way. ToddStearns.com. You got to check out all of our great stories. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Good to have you with us today. Hope things are going great wherever you might be. Can I ask a question here? I don't know how many moms we have here in the listening audience, but apparently we're starting to see getting reports of shortages of food and especially formula. So baby food, things of that nature. Moms are having a really hard time, and there are several news reports of that happening. Cut 9 and 10, please.
This morning, a terrifying prospect for parents around the country. Stores running out of baby formula, unable to restock.
He has a very specific brand new Nutramigen that he has to have due to allergy and intolerance issues.
Shauna Bowman says she can't find any formula for her 11-month-old son, Jacob.
We have been having to look pretty heavily for it, I would say, for the last 4 or 5 months, but this last month it's just become impossible to find.
Hopeless is an accurate word to describe how Angela felt when she took this picture at the local Target store recently.
I went to 5 different stores trying to find it, and it panics you, you know, as the person that's trying to provide for that child. You know, she's a month old. She can't eat anything else. I can't make something else for her. She only can have this formula. And when you can't find it, I mean, I cried in the store because I couldn't find what she needed.
All right, there you go. Some reports, and there are a lot more reports out there. People are just struggling. We've been preparing for these food shortages starting to arrive. I was at the market a couple of days ago. Lots of empty spots on those shelves, thanks to the Biden administration's policies. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, coming up this hour of the program, our good friend Matt Schlapp is going to drop by from American Conservative Union, and we'll be talking to him momentarily. Interesting story popped up, and Grace Baker, as a recent college grad from a few years ago, I thought about you as I was reading this story.
Aww.
So college students, this is from USA Today, written by Wyatt Grantham Dash Phillips. What's that up with the hyphenated names?
That is a mouthful.
Got to be a Harvard grad. College students expect. So let me ask you this. When you got out of college, before I read the headline.
Okay.
So you're getting ready to get a job right out of college. What were you thinking? What was the price tag? You think I'm going to make?
In Memphis, 30 grand.
You were going to make 30 grand. Which actually is, I mean, it sounds, if you're living in New York City, you know, that's
why I clarified
poverty.
Said in Memphis.
But in Memphis, you can live on $30,000 a year.
You can.
And have, you know, and have a life.
You can have a life.
You
that
can
was
have
like
life.
The lowest end. I was like about 30 grand.
College students these days expect to make $103,880 after graduation.
Whoa.
That's how much they think they're going to be making.
No way.
According to the report here, today's college students expect to make $103,880 in their first post-graduation job. They did a survey on this. But the reality is much lower, as the average starting salary is actually about half that, about $55,000. I think that's even high. The survey conducted by Real Estate Witch found that across all majors, undergrads overestimated their starting salaries by 88%.
See, here's the thing. First of all, it depends on where you live. So I think that would be an interesting study to see where are these people from, because $100,000 in New York City is very different than $100,000 here, right? But also, it's funny you say across all majors, because as a journalism major, when I toured that building and the facilities, the dean of, you know, the journalism department, great guy, he goes, "Now, you better really like this job, because journalists don't get paid much at all. You better not be doing it for the money." So we were all like, we knew off the bat, we were like, we're not going to make a lot of money coming out of college. So I was mentally prepared.
We actually pay for the market here in Memphis. We pay all of our staff very well. Based on the market.
I have heard reports, not just here in Memphis, just in general, of reporters working for a local TV station starting out making like 20 grand.
Yeah.
And we're talking in places that it's more expensive to live than Memphis. And I'm like, are they living?
That's right. Now, 1 in 3 college grads worry they won't make enough money to live comfortably after graduation.
Well, with the way inflation's going, that's understandable.
It's even worse.
Yeah.
It's even worse. But they mentioned journalists here. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Computer science majors were projected to be the highest paid group with an average salary of $75,000.
Not surprised.
In contrast, humanities majors marked an average salary of $50,000.
Wow.
Now,
that's still high.
Communication majors saw a drop of 4.7%. And I've got, this is a fascinating point here. You know, I hate the damn pop-up ads on the computer. It just bothers me to all
get halfway through and you're hooked and they're like, gotcha.
So it turns out that, here we go. Real Estate Witch found that undergrads studying journalism, psychology, and liberal arts were the most likely to overestimate their future pay. Journalism students expected 139% more than the median journalist starting salary. That's nuts.
That shows that my school was the exception to the rule, because they prepared us that we were going to make no money. But it sounds like these other schools are like, you're going to make a lot of money. Because as a journalist, you think, I'm doing just as much work as the business major. But I'm sorry, you're making a fourth of what the business major's making. That's just a fact.
I know at Fox, we would hire kids right out of journalism school as production assistants, and they were barely making minimum wage. It was sad.
And I did at least one or two completely unpaid internships during college.
But Zilch. now it's like, oh, you've got to have money. I mean, I'm with you. I was doing unpaid internships when I was back in school.
Or like one of them, it was like $50 a month. Like
well,
nothing.
I didn't even get that. Back nothing. When I was in journalism. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that long ago for me either. And I would talk to engineering majors and they'd be like, you do free internships? I'm like, yeah, when I go into an internship fair, I expect that at least half of them are unpaid.
Journalism students expected to make $107,000 first year after graduating. Turns out the average salary is $44,800, and I think that's extremely high.
I appreciate the big dreams here, but be a little more realistic.
Yeah, these kids have no, you know, they don't get it.
They don't get it at all.
They don't get it. And you wonder, okay, how did they come up with this? You know, how are these, who gave the kids the idea they're going to be making six figures coming out of journalism school
Not
or any
faculty.
Other school?
They didn't tell us that.
Real Estate Witch found that college women reported having lower salary expectations than their male peers.
Wow.
That's interesting. But maybe it's more like realistic, you know, maybe, you know, a common sense approach. So anyway, it's a fascinating story because a lot of kids, and I've noticed this as we're looking, you know, down the road for more hires, young people are expecting these massive salaries and benefits packages, the whole nine yards. Do we get free snacks? Do we have a pool table? Do we get a gym membership?
A month of vacation time.
It's not just a month. It's like 5 weeks or 6 weeks. Okay, well, when are you going to work? We got to hire somebody part-time to cover the full-timer's vacation schedule. And I'm wondering if this is just unique to journalism.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so at all. Because I think you've got about half and half of journalists like that, and then you got the journalists like me that were like, you know, what we're getting into.
At what point here in our Liberty University studios, as we're having this conversation here, at what point do you think the college kids have that reality check?
About 6 months after graduating college and they don't have a job. Mm. There you go. And they have to pick up a job at, you know, Target or Walmart or something.
We interviewed somebody before you. This was a while back. This is not for your job, though. Not for your job, but for another job. And they were more interested in, what is my title going to be? That seems to be a big thing with millennials. It's the title. Not so much the pay, it's the title.
And I think that's a millennial thing, not a Gen Z thing. Because I'm technically, I guess, Gen Z. And I don't think that we care as much about that. But I will say, we're going to see, like, we're seeing slowly the transition over to people going to trade schools instead of, you know, going to college. Because it's just like, you pay out the wazoo to go to college. And then they expect these big salaries and you're not going to get them. At least with the trade schools, you're not in a bunch of debt. And I feel like you just know, okay, I'm going to make this much.
Well, I know for a fact we have family members, one of whom did not go to college, wants to work in a shop, you know, a machine shop, like diesel engines and stuff like that. And he has no college debt because he went to trade school, and boom, he's making almost $70,000 to $75,000 a year.
Impressive.
And he's loving his job. And so there you go. I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, what's it like out there in the job market, especially with young kids coming out of college? Are they expecting these massive salaries and all the benefits? So I was just, you know, back when I was a kid, I was just happy to have a job. And sometimes you had to work two and three jobs just to make ends meet because that's the way it is. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, CPAC in Dallas, Texas, coming up August 4th through the 7th. It's going to be a great, great weekend. You got to get down. If you haven't been to CPAC, you don't know what you're missing. It's the hottest ticket in town. It's an opportunity to meet a lot of the people you see on the on your cable news shows. You get to meet a lot of politicians, and you get to meet yours truly, even Grace Baker. We'll all be down there broadcasting. I'll be speaking, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we've got information over on our live show blog. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, though, and the guy in charge of CPAC, president of the American Conservative Union, Matt Schlapp, joins us. Hey, Matt, how's it going today?
Hey, Todd, great to be with you again.
Hey, Matt, I know you've been pretty concerned, as we have been, about the White House not trying to tamp down on these protests that are scheduled for the front lawns of many Supreme Court justices.
Yeah, and also I learned on Twitter last night that there's going to be an attempt to go to Catholic masses on Mother's Day this Sunday and disrupt mass because most of the purported supporters of Sam Alito's decision, which, by the way, how do people know anything? I mean, as you know, this is always done with privacy. But anyway, most of them are Catholic. So the pushback on the left is, let's say we don't want these Catholic people changing our right to 9 months of abortion. Just the fact that Joe Biden isn't condemning this and saying, don't do it, respect these men and women, is repulsive.
It is. And then you have Jen Psaki out there saying, well, you know, we support peaceful protest. Yeah, but look at what they define as peaceful protest, Matt Schlapp. I mean, you've had almost half of Minneapolis burned to the ground. Look at Kenosha, Wisconsin. It goes on and on and on. And we're talking about, they're really playing with a volatile, dangerous situation here.
Portland, Seattle. And,
yeah,
you know, I even took to the streets with Laura Ingraham in the midst of the Black Lives Matter violent riots in Washington, D.C. We dressed incognito, and you know, that was the night they set ablaze to the president's church, St. John's Episcopal Church. They were defacing the Department of the VA, which is right there across from Lafayette Park. You know, in Washington, D.C., just so you know, Todd, Washington, D.C. has never been the same ever since they put those words, Black Lives Matter, which some people might have believed were well-intended. It actually has destroyed this city because businesses have never been able to recuperate. I think we're going to have more failed businesses this year, by the way, than we had throughout the virus and throughout those riots. I think the American economy is hobbled in these big cities because they have embraced this idea that there shouldn't be cops.
I mean, look at what's happening in places like San Francisco, where, and politics aside, one of the most beautiful cities in America. And it looks like some sort of a refugee camp now, not to mention the lawlessness where you have people just walking into Walgreens and CVS and just taking what they want and walking out without any consequence.
You know, my theology teaches me that if you follow your faith, and I'm a Christian, that you will find joy. You'll find joy in the fulfillment. It doesn't mean that every moment of your life is pleasurable. It just means that you have joy in knowing that you're doing something meaningful on this earth that God wants you to do. And what you see with these socialist and Marxist policies, and so sad to see, tragic to see this Democratic Party turn Marxist, is you see human misery. And when you see all these homeless people in these big cities, they're not joyful people, Todd. They are people in misery. Last time I took my car up to do a TV hit in D.C., which I will no longer do, someone started to go to the bathroom in my car. I've lived in this city for 20 years. That kind of stuff wasn't happening. You can't go to Union Station and get on and off your train at night without being accosted with no cops in sight. It's a tragic thing. And so what you see, if Marxism was making people happy, I'd reconsider my opposition. But in every dynamic you can see in society, it makes you less happy. You know what else? All the poverty statistics, as they do their big government programs, somehow more people slip into poverty. And the reason for that is there aren't jobs, and people start making bad choices when they get awfully depressed.
Matt, here's something that we can discuss when it comes to these protests. I'm just curious about the timing of all this. Why leak the Supreme Court draft now? It seems to me it would have had more or packed more of a punch had it happened in late summer, as we're in the final stages for the midterm elections. But why now of all times?
Look, I do think this was an attempt to change the minds. Obviously, there's a belief that there are some justices who are still trying to ascertain what they're going to do on this question of overturning Roe v. Wade. And they wanted to impact that process, which is going on right now with that decision that will be coming out, in a month or so. And it seems very clear that that was the decision. And remember, John Roberts has probably been the most dim-witted politician we have in the country. He's picked by George W. Bush. He was supposed to be an eminent jurist. He's turned out to be much of a political hack on the court, and I probably shouldn't be attacking him because I want to get his vote on this. But the point is this, which is, you'd be surprised. Judges sometimes act more political than your local state representative or your city council member. And don't assume they know what they're talking about. Sonia Sotomayor's questions during the question of the vaccine and mask mandates made her seem like someone I wouldn't hire to teach third grade civics. So don't assume that they think about politics in some kind of wise way. I think John Roberts has done more to create the political breaches, even though I do think his goal is to keep the court from doing anything that, with a hint of politics. And you will notice that when the leak came out, somebody somehow knew what John Roberts was thinking and leaked that to a CNN reporter to know that John Roberts wouldn't go as far as the Alito draft. Now, who's to know whether these are facts or not, but he sure seems to always play the political game, and too many of these justices do, and they really should just refrain from politics. Read the Constitution and do your job. Do the right thing.
Yeah, no, you're right, Matt, and we're right up against a hard break here, but I think the message here, folks, if you're going to church on Mother's Day, just be careful. Your churches, most of them already have security plans in place, and just keep an eye out for these goon squads out there. Matt,
And go to church.
And go to everybody, church.
And pray for America.
I love it. Matt
and
Schlapp.
And born child.
All right, Matt Schlapp, everybody, American Conservative Union, and he's right. Don't you be bullied by these people. You go to church. Grab your neighbors. Bring them along, too. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back. Hope all of you mega MAGA folks are doing well today. Ultra MAGA, mega MAGA, I don't know. You guys are extremists out there. So Kevin McCarthy just fired off a letter, 170 House Republicans signing on to this letter, demanding some accountability from the Biden administration's Ministry of Truth, and he wants this thing disbanded. And one of the people signing on to this is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now, Congressman Pat Fallon from the great 4th Congressional District down in Texas. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Todd Stern, thanks for having me on. You are a great American.
You know, Congressman, there's been a lot of stupid stuff coming out of this administration pretty much on an hourly basis. This has got to be one of the more stupider and quite frankly, more concerning things.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, it sounds like the Politburo. I mean, this is like invoking the old Soviet, the bad old Soviet days, where the government's going to, in this case, the Democratic Party is going to be the arbiter of truth. And that is frightening. You know, 2 + 2 = it's Orwellian. 2 + 2 = whatever the government tells you. And that's what that's what they're like now.
You know, it cracks me up. The Ministry of Truth czar, her name is Nina Jankowicz, and they say she's an expert on disinformation. And, you know, Congressman, we did an investigation on her, and she is. I mean, she's been spreading all sorts of disinformation.
I mean, what better person to throw out a bunch of BS to the American people than somebody that just revels in it? Yeah, they couldn't have picked a better person.
Congressman Pat Fallon on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, we're also watching the border crisis. What is the latest from down in your neck of the woods?
It's bad, Todd. I hate to say this, but so March of 22, 221,000 illegals across the border and that were apprehended. That's a 542% increase from the last time President Trump was in office in March. It's the worst we've seen in 2 decades. And that's with Title 42 still in place. And it's never been worse, and it's getting worse every single day. It's only folks like you that want your viewers to really, or listeners to really know the truth, that you've shed light on this. The mainstream media hasn't covered the border in a year, and it's only worse now. We talked to the National Border Patrol Council. I talked to them a couple weeks ago, and they were explaining to us that 3,500 illegal border crossers in a day is the max they can handle efficiently. That stretches their limits. Incredibly thin. And we're seeing now 9,000 and 10,000 a day. So that means that large swaths of the border, Todd, are unmanned. And that's where the drug cartels can move their illegal narcotics through with ease because they're the ones flooding those certain sectors with migrants to begin with. And then on the other hand, they'll go smuggle their drugs 25 miles down the road.
And meanwhile, you have this report out from the former defense secretary alleging that President Trump wanted to fire missiles across the border into Mexico. And people are going nuts over this report. But when you step back and actually read it, and again, we don't even know if it's true, but at face value, the president of the United States wanted to blow up the bad guys and blow up the drug cartels. I think that's a good thing.
It reminds me of the Tom Clancy novel, The Clear and Present Danger, right? The cartels do present a clear and present danger to this country. Let's be really, they're a destabilizing force in Mexico. Mexico is a de facto narco state. The cartel's GDP is somewhere between, it's hard to say exactly, $25 to $30 billion a year. But that's what their legal narcotics. They charge $4,000 a head for illegal migrants to come across. And when you're looking at potentially 250,000, maybe even more, maybe a half a million illegals coming across in a given month, Todd, that's up to $2 billion of additional revenue every month for the drug cartels. That could mirror what they make with illegal narcotics. That's only going to add to the instability in Mexico, and it'll start. You see the corruption on this side of the border. That's why Hispanics in Texas along the border, 85-90% of the people that live along the border are Hispanic, of Hispanic extraction. They're coming to the Republican Party in droves because they're sick of the cartels, the corruption, the crime, and the chaos.
Congressman, there is a report in Breitbart. Army Chief of Staff General James McConville admitted yesterday during a Senate hearing that the Army is having a problem recruiting soldiers, and they are very concerned that we may end up having a force that is too small. Are you hearing these concerns on the House side as well?
Yeah, that's funny that you mentioned that, Tom, because I was hearing these concerns from boots on the ground, from people that I know in the basic training bases, the posts that do basic training for the Army, that the numbers are going to be extremely low this summer, because that's usually where they have a surge. So we have our office contact, because I sit on the Armed Services Committee, and contacted the Army, and they were saying initially that they were meeting their goal. And I said, well, is that because you're having retention? You know, you're retaining more folks, and they're not getting out as much? And that doesn't surprise me now that now they're coming, and I think they were maybe a little dodgy with their answer initially. But, I've been hearing that.
Yeah, they're saying now the Army is at the lowest it's been since World War II, numbers-wise. That's according to Military Times. I guess I'm curious to know, why is that? Why are they having such a hard time recruiting people to serve in the military, especially the Army?
Well, I think it's just several factors, one of which is, and I don't mean to get political on the answer here, Todd, but I think it's true. When you have half a major party, a major political party, trying to teach, or better stated, indoctrinate our kids to say that the United States is not, on balance, a good thing for the world, you know, and they're trying to delegitimize our history, delegitimize the founders, delegitimize the Constitution. And really, is a country like that worth fighting for? Is it worth serving? And that's what we're seeing. And that's going to seep into the psyche of teenagers.
Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. We appreciate your insight into all of this. And, sir, we hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Todd. You too. God bless you.
All right, Congressman Pat Fallon on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, I love taking vitamins. You know, you get that age, you got to take the vitamins. But the problem, I just don't like taking them in pill form. And normally these things are giant. So, you know, you got to gulp them down and then you got to get something to drink. And it's just, you know, it's a lot of trouble. So, I'm very happy to explain why I have made the switch to something called Healthy Cell. This is an incredible next-generation dietary supplement, and the stuff tastes absolutely incredible. And Grace Baker, it's like Go-Gurt? Is that how I described it? Did I describe it correctly?
That is much better.
Go-Gurt. Okay. So it's like Go-Gurt, where you have like this little pouch, and it's tiny, and you open the pouch, and then you just slurp it down, and it tastes delicious. It's like a blueberry slushy, and then you go on with your day. My favorite, though, is Healthy Cells REM sleep packs. I take one of those packs about an hour before I go to bed, and I'm out like a light. So this is why I want you to give them a shot. Just go to the website and check it out. Look around. You can visit healthycell.com. That's healthycell.com. Now check this out. If If you order, you're going to get an exclusive 20% off your entire first order. But you got to use my name at checkout, the code Todd, T-O-D-D. That's HealthyCell.com. 20% off your entire first order by using my code Todd. So, Grace, I went to a great burger joint yesterday. I got to tell this to you. I share this story. So, Chuck Condren is our chief engineer, one of the best radio engineers in America.
This is true.
And, I mean, he really is a brilliant mind. And the guy's also a huge Star Trek guy. And I enjoy Star Trek. And we got the new Star Trek show coming out. It came out last night. Strange New Worlds.
Oh.
I thought it was pretty good, actually. But anyway, I was trying to get some intel on when the show was going to air. And you know, his office looks like a Star Trek shrine.
Museum.
It does. It's a museum. And he says, hey, look, you got to try this burger joint called Wayback Burgers.
I've never heard of it.
It's I think they've got two locations here in Memphis. It's a minority-owned restaurant chain, and they're just kind of getting their legs under them.
Okay.
And I thought I'd go out there, and it's beautiful. It's a modern. It's really got a cool modern feel to the restaurant. And Grace Baker, that was a great burger, like they used to be way back when.
Aww.
Which I guess is why they call it Wayback Burgers.
Now, I got to ask, what makes it so good? Because is it a thick patty or a thin patty?
No. It's sort of a middle of the road.
Perfect.
I mean, it's kind of like in the middle. But what's great about it is they make everything to order. So so you've got to wait. It's
sure.
Like, you know, 10-minute wait or so. But they're making that burger fresh. It
fries.
Comes out hot. Fries, the whole nine yards.
Mm.
And Barks Root Beer, which is a great root beer.
Oof.
I'm partial to Abita Springs, but there you go.
I tell you, does it come in the glass can or glass container?
No, it's got you can actually go up and get as much as you want.
Okay.
It's got the
that's even better than
the soda fountain there.
Nice,
and they got milkshakes. I'm going to go back again.
Make me hungry.
I know. I got to go back and check it out again just to make sure. No, it's
a
great
diet.
Burger. So if you see him, tell him Todd Starr said that you guys make a great burger, and they do. All right, let's go to the phones here, Paul. In Georgia, WDUN. Paul, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to comment on why I believe that the Democrats are making up so much ground is because any cause that the Democrats puts forth out to their base, like anybody, it's a lawless thing, and they're not afraid to fight. I mean, they'll burn cities down. They'll rob. They'll cheat. They'll do whatever they have to do to push that forward, and they're just being used to do that. But any time that conservatives will actually stand up, especially church conservatives, and come in and fight back, they actually take that ground back very fast. But they're defensive fighters, where, you know, the other ones, they're coming at you, and finally you have to stand up and do something. You have no choice. And that's my thought on the subject. If the people, the church, would just stand up and be proactive and go out there and do it and attack it, we'd stop it at the root, you know. But
Paul, I can't remember. I'm trying to remember I'm not a big fashion person, but I'm trying to remember back when skinny jeans came onto the scene in the church house, and you had a lot of these preachers that started wearing the skinny jeans, and you know, growing out the stubble. And I realized that the skinny jeans were clearly cutting off the blood flow to their brains, because they started, the preachers started going woke. And you've got a lot of pastors now that just don't want to talk about really important issues. You know, I believe that that Christians especially, have a responsibility to speak truth into our culture. And when they stopped doing that, and that was right around the time Barack Obama was elected. When they stopped doing that, Paul, I just think the country came unglued. Now, to your other point, the Democrats are very well organized, and the Republicans are not. Now, there are a couple of reasons for that. Number one, most Democrats don't have jobs, and so they've got nothing else to do, so they can go out and burn down the cities, and they can pillage and plunder. I think another part of that is that the Republicans are just not all that motivated to get out and to take a stand. So, but you're right. We've got to do it, or we're going to lose the country.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, Paul, hang in there. And look, and the reality here, folks, there really are more of us than them. And by us and them, I mean people who love God, country, and family. There are people who are Democrats, and they have been raised to be Democrats. But in reality, their values are Republican. And I think these people are waking up. These are the folks who are making the Blexit. These are the people, the black and Hispanic voters in America, who are leaving the Democrat plantation because they realize, wait a second, these people are holding us back. And that's why people are making that move. By the way, real quick, I've got to share this intel with you. Dave Chappelle, we told you about this a couple of days ago. Remember this lunatic comes barreling up onto the stage, and he knocks down Dave Chappelle. And the security team comes over, and they basically turn that guy into a human pretzel. So now we know, according to this is FoxNews.com, the district attorney, who is a leftist, this guy is a raging leftist. He is a friend of the criminal. He's not going to file felony charges. So the guy who attacked Dave Chappelle at the Hollywood Bowl looks like he's going to face misdemeanor charges. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office decision not to bring felony charges against Dave Chappelle's attacker, sending shockwaves across the world of entertainment. One New York comedy club owner says it's shocking to hear. I'm curious what they would consider felony conduct. People should be held accountable for their actions. It's a fair point. Not charging this person sends a message that it's okay to physically harm someone. It's really outrageous. Well, actually, they sent that message a couple of weeks before when Will Smith jumped up on the stage and slapped Chris Rock in the face on national television, and nobody got arrested for that. You know what Chris Rock said about that slap? He said it was very soft. He said a few other things that I can't repeat on the radio, but he said it was a very soft slap. How dare you insult my wife, Chris Rock? How dare you? Don't you talk about my wife like that, you ruffian. Don't you talk about my wife, who likes to sleep with other men, who may or may not be married to me. It's true. It was a soft slap. What can I say? His words, not mine. So anyway, it turns out, by the way, that the guy, so Dave Chappelle said he actually went to go see this guy. And he said, dude, I got to find out, why did you do this? What's wrong with you? And the guy is apparently mentally not there and said he was doing it to protest gentrification in his grandmother's neighborhood in Brooklyn. And Grace, I'm reading this and I'm thinking, uh-oh, that may be my fault.
Wait, what?
It could be my fault because I helped gentrify a neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Uh-oh.
So, and if you're Spike Lee was very upset with me, and by me, I don't mean me personally, but my people, my the Caucasian persuasion people.
I see.
So they get very upset if a bunch of white people move in. You think I'm making what I'm about to say? You think I'm going to make this up? When a bunch of white people move into a neighborhood and maybe they paint over the graffiti and fix up houses, and you know the property values go up, and you know there's nice, you know, sidewalks that are clean. People call that gentrification, and that is a bad thing in New York City.
Oh, the more you know.
New York Times actually did a big expose on why there were too many white people moving into Harlem, which was a traditionally black area of New York. And I'm sitting and I'm reading this. It was in the Sunday Times. I was having brunch in on Montague Street there in Brooklyn. And I'm sitting there reading the paper, and I'm just, my jaw is dropping. How in the world could they write such a racist? I mean, it was just, all you had to do is take one word out and put another word in, and you would have Al Sharpton marching on the New York Times building.
Yeah, it's amazing how you can say it one way but not the other way.
So anyway, so I may be partially somewhat responsible for the attack on Dave Chappelle, and I just want to apologize right out of the gate. I'm very sorry.
Apology accepted.
Well, not to you, to Dave Chappelle. I don't owe you an apology.
Well, I'm pretending. Yeah, okay. That's fair.
I mean, are you apologizing? Are you accepting the apology on behalf of Dave Chappelle?
I guess I can't do that, though.
No, you can't do that. That's appropriation.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, you can't do that. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Tucker Carlson being called a workplace menace by the Washington Post. We'll tell you about that coming up. Also, we're going to be talking to a guy who celebrated the Supreme Court leak by giving out Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Oh, that's going to be a fun interview. Hey, stick around, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Okay, but I know this may be a novel point, a novel idea for somebody who's, you know, a supporter of Trump, but there are people who are capable of being related and not having ethical interests.
There's many things that I don't stand by that Trump did. Trump has done things that are racist. I'm a black woman first, so always understand that. Mm-hmm. But I do say that I have many conservative values that I will talk to you about. And so if you look at your network standing behind, yes, and when you look at your network that you're standing behind, you're saying that you look at Chris Cuomo.
I feel like that's an oxymoron, a black Republican.
You feel like it's an oxymoron?
I do.
Why? Your friend right here is a Republican.
We had this conversation many times.
You do. And you say you feel like it's an oxymoron that you're Catholic, but you also are pro-life.
I don't understand either.
No, you don't understand yourself then. You have disagreements.
I understand myself. I don't understand either of
this. But it's not a personal conversation.
Yeah.
We're having a personal conversation about CNN
I don't understand
and how
black
things
Republicans,
can get leaked.
And I don't understand Latino Republicans.
Well, today this is not about me and it's not about you. It's about celebrating Corinne Jean-Pierre.
And I think we should. And we can agree on that.
And we will be right back.
Sweet Lord. People actually watch that? How do you do that? That was a minute clip, and I could barely... I just don't get it. Anyway, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Program, Hour 3. Those were the Squawking Magpies, the gals over at The View. And they seem to be wondering why black people would ever support the conservative side of the issue. And I think in reality, they're looking at the same polling data we are. And I want to bring our good friend, the chairperson or the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus in, Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania. And Congressman, the reality is a lot of blacks and a lot of Hispanics at historic numbers are beginning to embrace the Republican Party.
As they should, Todd, because they don't consider themselves as black or Hispanic. First, they consider themselves as just people living in their community, just like you and I do, and they're looking at what's in their best economic and cultural self-interest, and they're looking at a Democrat Party that is named Democrat, but doesn't exemplify any of the things that John Kennedy or even Harry Truman exemplified as Democrats. They retain the name so that people keep a comfort level with which what is now the hardcore left wing of the socialist movement in America. And most of these people, like I said, they don't wake up in the morning and say, well, I'm black, I got to think this. I'm Hispanic, I got to think that. I'm a woman, I got to think this way. They wake up dealing with the same struggles that their neighbors and the people in their communities are dealing with. And they say, who is with me? Who understands my situation? Who's going to make my life better and enhance my existence on the globe while I'm here? And it's certainly not the so-called Democrat Party.
No, it's not. And, of course, Joe Biden's infamous comment on the campaign trail about if you don't vote for me, you're not black. I mean, come on. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, people also don't like to be pandered to. Look, if you have more of a tan... I suspect that people know that they have more of a tan, right? But like, again, they don't wake up in the morning and say, I'm black, therefore I must do this, I must think this, I must say this. They're struggling in the same Biden left-wing America that the rest of the country is, and it's not good. And that's what's happening. That's what's driving people to look for alternatives. They've been lied to over and over again by the government and by this party, and over the last 2 years, look, if there's any silver lining, Todd, it is that people have kind of reconsidered things and said, well, I always did it this way, but you know, I always listened to what the government told me on health issues because I believe they were right. And now people are saying, oh, I'm pretty sure they lied to me. I already looked at issues of on the border because the government told me that these people were downtrodden and what have you. I never realized that all these criminals were coming across the borders or national security threats. So that's a lie. They've looked at everything they've been told, from Russian collusion to wearing a mask to taking the jab to what's happening onto the border to, you know, gas prices. And they say, consistently, one group of people affiliated with one organization or two in the form of the Democrat leftist party or the leftist run portions of the federal government. And they said, these people have been disingenuous and dishonest with me at every turn. Is there someone else?
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is our good friend. He's chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Congressman Scott Perry. Congressman, another big story we've been following and is probably going to develop over the weekend. You've got these radical groups out there, these pro-abortion groups that are targeting churches, Christian churches all over America. You've got another group that's out there doxing conservative Supreme Court justices, all with the approval of the Biden administration.
Well, of course. Yeah. Well, look, you know, it's always been in for the vast majority of your lifetime, we've just really come to realize it, but this exemplifies it, two standards of justice. So if you're on the left, you're allowed to burn cities and your communities. You're allowed to kill the police. You get bailed out by the vice president of the United States. You get light sentences if you get any sentence at all. Meanwhile, if you're a conservative and you start talking about things like the Constitution and the rule of law, just the mere thought of that or the discussion of that could potentially land you in prison in America today. I mean, you know, we keep on waking up every day saying, how much worse can it get? And I can't believe it. This has to be the worst of it. But every day something else just as bad, if not worse, happens. And this is just part and parcel to that. We shouldn't expect anything less from these people.
No doubt we're looking at what could be a red tsunami in the fall. No reason for Republicans to let off the gas. But do you think this, if in fact the ruling holds and it's true that Roe v. Wade has been overturned, do you think that's going to make the race a little bit closer in the fall?
Well, I think that the Democrats, look, obviously the left is going to key on it and try and make it more than what it is and make it completely something other than what it is, right? They have no compunction. They have no pride in themselves. They're happy to lie about anything to accomplish the mission and the goal that they're on, and that's going to work on some people. What I just really hope and pray for that it doesn't have any effect on these Supreme Court justices that seem on the edge of making a decision and righting a terrible wrong that happened in 1973 and all these millions of lost lives in the interim. And I just hope that they're not swayed by the threats. And quite honestly, that the American people, whether they're in their churches or what have you, are not going to be intimidated by what they know has been is right and what they've been fighting for these 50 years now. So, you know, but the left is, we can expect them to do this, and it shouldn't be any surprise. It doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean it's proper or fair or ethical or moral. And in some cases, it doesn't mean it's legal, but it also doesn't mean they're not going to do it.
Congressman, over the past couple of weeks, we've had several members of your caucus on, Jody Heiss, Andy Biggs. They have expressed grave concerns about these audio recordings that have come from Kevin McCarthy, where he was saying things about President Trump, talking about things like getting the president to resign. I'm curious to get your take on that. Do you share those concerns?
I think that every single one of us needs to have concern when the leadership in the party is essentially appears to be taking the side of the left. And look, all of us are accountable for our words every day, and sometimes some of us screw up, and you can always count on the left to highlight that. The question I think is this just a screw up, number one, that wasn't really sincere, or is this the left parsing words incorrectly? And I think that obviously the members of the conference are taking that all into account. They're waiting to see if there's more yet to come. I don't know who recorded the conversations, but I think it stands to reason, at least to me and many others, that there might be more recordings. And so I think everybody's just kind of taking a wait and see attitude right now. But, you know, look, we should never be siding with the left. We should always, when it comes to accusations from the left about our conservative or at least Republican colleagues, we ought to give our colleagues the benefit of the doubt as opposed to accepting any of the narrative of the left. That having been said, you know, if they seem to be sincere, you know, I personally don't know of anybody in the Republican conference save Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger that were anxious to see President Trump leave and would have advised him to do so.
But when you listen to those conversations, Liz Cheney was effectively removed for basically sharing the same beliefs about Trump that McCarthy expressed privately. What he said publicly was very different. He was pro-Trump publicly, but behind the scenes, clearly that is circumspect right now.
Yeah, he has said that it was a series of possibilities, I guess, or contingencies or what have you. Like I said, I think it's going to be.
Do you believe that? Do you believe his explanation? Do you buy that?
Well, I think what we've got to do, quite honestly, is have a continuing discussion. I think we got to go back and review the tapes ourselves. I haven't taken the time to do that since he explained himself. I just haven't had taken the time, but I think that will come over time. But I will tell you this: the Freedom Caucus was the first organization and the first members of Congress in the conference that moved to have Liz Cheney removed. And we have not softened from our position. As a matter of fact, this only solidifies that position even further. And we are urging the leadership in the Republican conference to have her removed from the conference. I mean, she cannot be expected to walk into a closed door meeting with all Republicans to talk about strategy or what have you regarding what the Democrats are going to do next to destroy America with any good faith, but we haven't been able to get our leadership there. I think that they feel that maybe it's not pressing to the American people, but if we're going to show that we're going to fight for the American people, my goodness, we ought to be able to show that we can fight for our own family. And when you have somebody that is doing things that I think would be easily considered at least traitorous, so to speak, to the organization of the Republican Party in this case, I don't see why this is a hard decision.
No, I don't either, but I will say this. Our listeners are very concerned. We've had a Boehner, we've had a Ryan. We don't need another squishy rhino in the Speaker of the House position if the Republicans take charge. And I know you guys are fighting that good fight every single day up on Capitol Hill. I know it's got to be a thankless job some days, Congressman, but people are really concerned about Kevin McCarthy, and they want to find out if this guy is for us or against us.
Well, look, I think that that's absolutely correct. I think that our party cannot be, and the leadership of our party cannot be content to just let the Democrats destroy themselves, if you will, by speaking truthfully about what they believe in and then voting on those things. We should be on offense at all times, and we should be earning the vote of our constituents and potentially new voters, like the ones you talked about early on in the program. We should be earning those, and I think that there are many outside of elected office that are frustrated by the lack of effort that they see on our part. And I know that there are many, myself included, within, you know, elected office that are, again, we think it should be simple to remove Liz Cheney. That's a family thing. We don't even have to go to the Democrats to do that. But we should be earning it every single day and giving people a reason to vote for us other than we're not as bad as the other guy, right? That's a default setting. I get it, but we want to inspire people to vote for us because of the great things that we're doing for them or that we will do for them, which is evidenced by our actions, not just our rhetoric. And so I think that your listeners are right to be skeptical, they're right to be concerned, and they're right to demand to see the not just the rhetoric but the action that accompanies it, and see it prior to the election, so that we know that people are on record, not just, well, we don't want to vote on that because it's not going anywhere in the Senate. We don't want to vote on that because the president's going to veto it, and so we'll be on record, but we'll get nothing for it. People are sick of that kind of swamp talk. They want to see their representatives, you know, not only talk the talk but walk the walk. And if you fail but you tried, at least your show that you're on the side of those who brought you to the dance.
All right, well said. And Congressman, we got to leave it there. We're up against a hard break. appreciate you coming on the program. Have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you. You too, Todd.
All right, there you go. You heard it from the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, and clearly they share the same concerns we have. But again, they, you know, the issue here is the caucus at large, the Republican conference in the House of Representatives. They're going to have to be the ones to hold Kevin McCarthy accountable one way or the other. All right, got to take a break. As promised, we're going to do a little bit of Mother's Day trivia this hour, and we have a question on the table. Here we go. We want to know the actress, the name of the actress who played Carol Brady. Carol Brady on the Brady Bunch. Who was the actress who played Carol Brady on the Brady Bunch? Now, if you've won something over the past 30 days, you can call in. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, we are doing really well now on Spotify. A lot of folks, we've just launched the podcast on Spotify. You can go to our website and click on the podcast tab, and you'll be able to download the podcast, whether you're in Spotify, iTunes. We have, like, I don't know, tons of different ways for you to listen to the Todd Stearns Radio program. A little over a million people now subscribe, and we appreciate all you guys. Free of charge, by the way. We don't charge a penny for that. Just our way of saying thank you for being a great supporter of our program. All right, let's get to the phones here. Let's go to Charles in Georgia. Charles, hope you're doing good today.
Doing fine. How about you?
Charles, I'm doing well. We have a Mother's Day trivia question on the table. You remember the Brady Bunch growing up, I have to imagine?
I do.
All right. Well, there was the mom, Carol Brady, one of the great TV sitcom moms of all time. And we want to know, what was the name of the actress who played Carol Brady?
Florence Henderson.
Yeah, you're right. Florence Henderson, who just did a terrific job, and also had a beautiful singing voice, Charles. I don't know if you remember the Christmas episode, but she sang "Oh Holy Night" at church on the show.
She was good.
Unheard of these days. Yeah, you don't do that nowadays. I think everybody on TV sitcom land is atheist or something. Charles, congratulations. We're going to give you a copy of my latest book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. And Grace Baker is going to, we're going to put you on hold, and Grace is going to get all your information. And we'll try, if we have time, to throw out another trivia question on TV sitcom moms. But you know, that is an interesting angle. I was reading a couple of weeks ago about the all-time favorite TV sitcom moms. And back in the day, they had one for dads. Bill Cosby used to lead the list all the time. He was number one until we learned the rest of the story about Bill Cosby until we learned the rest of the story about Bill Cosby. Turned out that the sweaters weren't his only problem. So anyway, we may try to get into that. The 100 best TV sitcom moms of all time. Who do you think would be on your list? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. The best sitcom moms of all time. We'll be right back. So this is one of my favorite stories of the week. It comes from the great state of Michigan. So when word leaked out about the Supreme Court draft, Justice Alito's draft, which would overturn Roe v. Wade, you know, a lot of people around the country got excited about that. I mean, especially if you're pro-life. I mean, this is something that we've been waiting to have happen for generations. So Michigan State Representative Steve Kara was especially happy, and so he decided to commemorate the news by purchasing Chick-fil-A sandwiches for his fellow lawmakers. I just think this is brilliant. The state representative is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Sir, good to have you with us today.
Hello, Todd. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I just love this story. I'm curious, though, why Chick-fil-A?
Well, they're a Christian conservative restaurant, and I just figured that'd be a good choice to have. And, you know, I invited everybody from both sides of the aisle, and some people took offense to that. So
you called it God's Chicken. We call it the official chicken of Jesus, but God's Chicken works, too. I love that description.
It definitely triggered some people on the other side of the aisle, that's for sure.
Well, I know the Detroit newspaper picked up the story. What were people upset about, and what were they saying?
Well, I sent it out to all staff members and representatives in the Michigan legislature. It's like 500 or so emails, which is it's common that we email when there's food in one of our offices. So I just kind of followed that same type of pattern. And I guess given the nature of what it was for, they took offense to it. But I figured if they wanted free food, they could come and have some as well.
I'm curious, did folks come and grab some chicken?
Yeah, it went rather quickly, but there were a lot of pro-life people from the Republican side of the aisle who came, and a lot of them enjoyed that. And my message on the door that says baby lives matter, too. So we had a good time.
I love it. What about any Democrats? Did they come by? I don't want you to out them, but I was curious if it was bipartisan.
It was not. There was one staff member who came in who I didn't recognize, but I believe they were on the Republican side as well. And so I think the answer is no.
I love the headline of the Washington Post: anti-abortion lawmaker celebrates Roe news with God's chicken.
Yeah, and you know that's what they say. They say anti-abortion, but the connotation of that I think is unfair because the terms we hear pro-life and pro-choice. Those have positive connotations to them. But what media always spins the narrative is it's always anti-abortion. Well, we should be labeled as pro-life. Give us a positive connotation, just like pro-choice gets a positive connotation. But this is what we're up against in society is the mainstream media and the narrative always spinning and angling things towards bigger government, more radical left agenda. This is what we're up against. But this is what we have with Roe versus Wade, and, you know, looking like it's going to be coming down here in the next month or so. We need to be ready to win the culture war moving forward, and I'm optimistic that we've got a great direction for our country coming ahead here.
I am very excited, and again, you know, we know what the narrative is, but the reality is this moves the issue back to the states where it belonged in the first place. So abortion has not been outlawed, and anyone who says otherwise is not being truthful about this.
Yeah, so... You know, some states have strong existing pro-life laws on the books. Some have less strong pro-life legislation. And we have questions. You know, the courts are going to review old existing laws and see if they're enforceable and to what extent. And, you know, we definitely need to remain vigilant, pass good pro-life policy in our states if it's necessary. And also in the culture war out on the streets, you know, like people will say it's war on women, or they'll say things like don't respect a woman's right to choose, or you're a man, you shouldn't be speaking on this issue because you're not a woman. Well, I would encourage those types of people to think about the non-aggression principle. You know, your rights stop when they infringe on somebody else's rights. You know, a serial killer does not have the right to go on a killing spree in a mall. A woman or a mother does not have the right to take the innocent life within their body because it's not their body. It's a separate body inside of theirs, and it is clearly living. They suck their thumbs as early as 9 weeks gestation. They have a detectable heartbeat at 5 to 6 weeks, but the heart actually starts beating far earlier. So we need to do everything that we can do to protect life from the moment of conception.
Michigan State Representative Steve Kara is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And boy, you weren't kidding, sir. I mean, you really triggered these folks. State Representative Samantha Steckloff, who's a Democrat. She's a Democrat. She said, my colleague, hate to call him that, sent this email out to all Dems and Republicans today with your invitation. Women will die, Steve, but stay classy. Well, that sort of escalated quickly. And then there's this guy named Abdul El Sayed, and he says something very similar. Women will die because of this, and this dude's serving buttered biscuits. Did you serve the biscuits, too?
Well, the little mini chickens came on a little biscuit. So, yeah, I served the chicken and biscuit sandwiches to everybody. And, you know, they say all kinds of things. And you know, it's just stuff that we deal with and tolerate in society. And then I say something that might not fit with the radical left agenda, and all of a sudden they're all triggered. Well, I think with society, I think they need to get a little bit of thicker skin. We deal with a lot with the radical left and the mainstream media being on their side, and an unfair media and propaganda narrative. They need to grow up and respect the realities of differing opinions. And if any of my colleagues want to debate me on the issue of protecting life in the womb, I'd be happy to debate them any day, anytime.
I love it, and I love the hospitality. I think it was all just it was a great day, and I know a lot of people enjoyed some delicious chicken. Personally, I'm not a fan of the chicken minis. You know, I just like the nuggets or the sandwich. But nevertheless, looks like everybody had a great time, Steve. And man, we just appreciate you taking a strong stand for life there in Michigan.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. It's an honor to do it, and looking forward to continuing the fight, because it doesn't stop, like you said, now that Roe versus Wade will be coming down. We have to win at the state levels. We have to win in a culture war with our friends and family as well.
I saw what you did there. My pleasure, Steve. You've been to the Chick-fil-A a time or two. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Steve Kara, great American patriot from the great state of Michigan. Steve, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you as well.
All right. Good guy right there. And, the Democrats got triggered by the official chicken of our Lord. I mean, what kind of a heathen doesn't like Chick-fil-A? I mean, really? All right. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, I love to talk to you folks about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they're doing some incredible things. We have seen what's happened in recent days with a lot of these big companies going woke and using their profits to fight against us. Well, Patriot Mobile stands for freedom. That's right, freedom. And they use their money to support organizations that are fighting for our First and Second Amendment rights. So I want you to consider making the switch to Patriot Mobile. I want you to go to their website, and you can read all about the great services they provide. Now, get this. Number one, they use the same towers the other carriers use. Number two, they have incredible nationwide coverage. Number three, they've got a plan to fit any budget, no matter how big or how small. And now I want to tell you about the great discounts. If you go to patriotmobile.com/Todd right now, or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT, that's 972-PATRIOT, you're going to get a great discount right out of the gate. You're going to get free premier activation, but you got to use my name, Todd, to get those discounts. And if you are a first responder, if you are a veteran, you are going to get an additional great discount. PatriotMobile.com/Todd, 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Todd, and let's mobilize for freedom, America. You know, I feel like I'm back in the 1960s with this music, and we're, frolicking about in the tulips or something. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Maybe that was just me. Another big Supreme Court controversy I want to alert you guys to. This is from Hotlanta. Emory University has removed the name of a Supreme Court justice from one of their prestigious law professorships because the guy owned slaves and served in the Confederate Army. Grace Baker, I want to read the name of the U.S. Supreme Court justice who was removed from the professorship post.
I am ready.
His name is Asi Lucius Quintus Cincinnatus Lamar.
Okay, we were talking about long names. This is where it came from.
Judge Lucius Quintus Cincinnatus Lamar apparently owned slaves and served in the Confederate Army. Probably ate fried chicken.
Did he sound just like that?
Probably wore cotton clothing. And I do declare,
Did he eat the Lord's chicken?
Well, I don't know. That came along a little bit later.
Maybe he helped inspire it.
He could have. I don't know. I'm not sure if they had boneless chicken breast back then in the day.
What a shame.
So anyway, yeah, Emory University has gone full-blown woke. And, you know, they may as well just tear down all of, I mean, just think about this. I mean, if you're going to get to the root of just wiping away any vestige of slavery, then you've got to bulldoze Emory University, because Emory University is in the state of Georgia. Georgia!
Yeah.
It was a Confederate state, so yeah. It's on tainted, sinful ground.
Yeah, and I contend one day this is going to be the same way with people who had abortions that were like well-known figures. I hope and pray one day we'll look back and go, oh my gosh, abortion was like terrible. Like we look back on slavery and see how terrible it was. And then what are we going to do? Anybody who had an abortion or, you know, said anything about abortion, are we going to take down their statues? Are we going to take down anything involving them? So it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, the other component of this, it's the LGBTQ plus IA alphabet people movement. And the question at this point, okay, anybody who was married to if you were involved in a heterosexual relationship, does that make you a bad person now? If you did not support gay marriage, will you be erased from U.S. history?
That's what I'm saying. This could be like applied to so many things.
Yeah, and it probably... I don't know about abortion, but I guarantee you, this is going to come back to. It's going to come back and hit people who believe marriage is between a man and a woman.
And I got to tell you, Todd, I have a new name for LGBTQ. It's LGBTQAARP.
What? Okay.
Well, it's just like I get lost, and all I think of is like abbreviations. I think AARP.
I know. Look, and they keep adding new genders by the day.
That's my new one.
Maybe you could be a Lucius Quintus Cincinnatus Lamar.
And that's too long of a name, too. Jeez Louise.
Put that on a business card. Hey, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Craig in North Carolina. Talk to me, Craig.
Thank you for taking my call. Democrats have always been accused of being hypocrites, but this goes beyond that. These people who are fighting for women's rights are the same ones that are trying to take the rights of girls and women to compete fairly in athletics. I mean, it's astounding.
Now, Craig, it sounds as if you have a bit of common sense about you. The problem with the Democrats when it comes to the issue of women, this is a direct assault on the foundation of feminism. I mean, this is what's appalling, is how any feminist worth her salt could continue to be a Democrat when, in fact, the Democrat Party has declared that there's really no such thing as a woman. As a matter of fact, they can't even identify. They can't tell you what a woman is. It's just something that you can be. That, to me, would drive me out of that party if I was a feminist in the Democrat Party.
It is truly astounding how poorly they treat women in that party, and the ones that just keep flocking to it are the same ilk as what's on The View.
It's abuse. You know, they keep coming back. You know, right? They abuse the women of the Democrat Party, and then they go away and they come right back. It's very sad. All right, Craig, God bless you. Thanks for the call. No, I think that's a great explanation for that. This story from Fox News, Kelsey Coburg, the author. A public school attempted to hide a child's gender transition from parents. Okay, I've got a lot of questions about this story. Emails between several staff members at Charles Patton Middle School in Pennsylvania were obtained by Fox News. They were caught trying to hide their use of a middle schooler's preferred pronouns from the student's parents and encouraged the creation of a gay club at the middle school. One of the counselors said she is fine in reference to the child, but the student likes they, them the best. A counselor told teachers, if you are emailing home, it may be best to use she, her when referring to the student. And they provide all this documentation at Fox News. Pretty shocking story. And they're also trying to start a gay club related to sexual orientation and gender identity. And they want to work to end homophobia and transphobia. And they're going to do that by convincing all the children that they are not straight. Quote, middle schoolers are not too young to know their sexual orientations or gender identities, wrote one teacher. LGBTQ-related content is age-appropriate for them. Can I just say here, at that point, and they know who all these teachers are, they should be fired. They should be removed from the classroom. And why is that? Because it is not their job to teach those kinds of things. It is not their job to indoctrinate the children. It is up to mom and dad to talk about sex, not the teachers, and certainly not the math teacher. So good for Fox News here for exposing this nonsense. And we've got a link to that over on the live show blog. Another piece here real quick. Tucker Carlson now is being called a workplace menace. This is from Eric Wimpy. He is Eric Wimpy, the Washington Post media reporter. And he's saying that many staffers at Fox News are horrified and offended by Tucker's viewpoints on some conservative issues. And they say that is a form of workplace harassment. So just think about this now. You have people inside Fox News Channel that are trying to have Tucker Carlson fired. Just out of curiosity, have they actually thought about what would happen if Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham got the heave-ho? That entire place would implode. And the reason why is very simple. People are not coming to Fox News for the news. They're coming to see Fox and Friends. They're coming to see The Five, and they're coming to see the primetime lineup. Everything else is, you know, you can agree or disagree on the content, but that's the reality of it. And a lot of these underlings they hire at Fox News, they just don't get it. A lot of these are kids right out of journalism school, and they're stupid. They've got no life experience. I mean, they're hopefully going to grow out of their stupidity. Some of them will not, but by and large, you do. And that usually happens after they get their first paycheck and they realize, holy cow, what's up with these taxes? All right, folks, got to get out of here. I want to thank Grace and Kyle. Great shows this week, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you Monday, and be sure to go to church this weekend.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.